Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And of course, this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Now today, in the spirit of Christmas, Eric will decide what's naughty or nice when it comes to retirement planning. Here's the phone number you need to remember. 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You'll also hear Eric talk about the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. And this is something that he designed that helps retirees plan out their retirement. He's offering this blueprint to you today, complimentary. You can reach out to us at 800-454-1184 and get on Eric's calendar. Of course, you can always find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric.
Well, hey, Luann, it's good to be here and wrapping up the year here, wrapping up a obviously super crazy year. So it'll be interesting how things go next year, but hopefully the vaccine and going back to normal and hopefully election dramas stop and we can go back to just regular forward progress.
I know. I think we are all dreaming of that. You know, I don't want the new normal. I want to get back to normal. But I want to take you back in time to when you're a little kid getting on Santa's nice list. You remember your parents ever telling you, oh, Eric, you better watch it. You're going to get on Santa's naughty list.
Yeah, I think they did some, but, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. Luckily, yeah. I wasn't too bad a kid, or at least I didn't get caught. My sister is the one who got caught. You know, second kid is a lot smarter. So
exactly. I know. Third kid, a lot smarter. That was me. Well, we've all heard about Santa and the Naughtier Light nice list, but I thought it'd be fun, Eric, if you would play the role of our retirement Santa today and explain to us what's naughty or nice when it comes to retirement planning. Are you up for that?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right, Santa, here we go. Bobby is 62 years old. He's the breadwinner of the family, and he's worked so hard all his life. He is so ready to retire. He wants to take his full Social Security payment because 62 is the age he can start doing so. And that's about all he knows about retirement planning. Now, his wife, Becky, she's 8 years younger than him, and she's worked small jobs, mostly has stayed home with the kids. What do you think, Retirement Santa? Would Bobby's decision fall under the naughty or the nice list for retirement planning?
Well, for most cases, I would say that'd be the naughty list. just two things. One is if he's still working, depending on if he does or doesn't. So that's always a hard one, right? Sometimes people say they want to retire and do it, and then they come back and they get some good offer or they find some job they want to do or something. And if you start Social Security before your FRA, your full retirement age, which reason why we have to say that is it once upon a time was easy. You just said 65. Well, now it's 66. And after this year, it's going to be some version of 66 or most likely 67 for people. And so really what you have to do is if you're thinking about ever working for 2021, the number is going to be a little under 19,000. For 2020, it was 18,250. And so once you make over that, for every $2 you make, you lose $1 of Social Security. So for most people, 50, 60, 70,000, somewhere around that range, you're going to pretty much guarantee to have no Social Security left, but you locked in your penalty for starting early. That's not good.
No.
Right?
No.
You don't want to get the penalty and not the money either. You know, the other big problem is, I like to call it the eternal check, but the eternal check is whichever is the higher of the two spouses. So if you're married, whichever spouse has the higher check, that's the person who should definitely wait to full retirement age. And why is that? Well, when one person dies, and statistically speaking, Bobby's probably going to be the one first, mm-hmm. since his wife's 8 years younger, mm-hmm. she's not going to have a very big check. But his check will be the bigger one. That's the one that's going to survive after one of them passes away. Well, you obviously want the bigger check to be the biggest. The one that matters the least about starting early is actually Becky. She could actually start at 62 herself and probably would be fine. So again, that's the main thing is, are you going to work? And then who's got the higher payout for life?
All right, here's another one for you, Santa. Helen has always enjoyed going to the casino. She loved to gamble, enjoyed that feeling of competition and coming out on top. That was the same way that she invested in the market as well throughout her life. She plans to be as aggressive as she was in retirement also. But her husband, Ted, the more conservative out of the two, isn't as comfortable with the amount of that risk. And although Helen has made more money, He doesn't want the same retirement plan that Helen does. He plans to go talk to a financial professional about his options. So, Sandra, what do you think? Has Ted been on the naughty or the nice list when it comes to planning for his own retirement?
Well, Ted definitely is on the nice list because at least he's getting some help and getting some plans and getting some ideas of whether or not that makes sense. And accumulation versus distribution, totally different games. Yeah, you can be aggressive and you can have those up and down years and it doesn't really affect the end result when you're not taking anything out. But once you start taking money out, if you have a bad year or a big losing streak in the terms of Helen, then what happens then? If it's in those first couple of years of retirement and you have to take that money out and you cash those shares in or you sell those stocks, they're gone. Those don't rebound. The rest of your money can, but not the money that you spent. And you know, if you have that bad decade, that first decade be your bad decade, because most of us will have one bad decade out of three in retirement. If that's the first one, that can be really ugly. And unfortunately, we can't tell you which one's going to be until 30 years is up. So that's a little tougher, right? So again, so that's where you want to have a plan. And really, if you have an income plan, it shows you how to spend your money for the rest of your life. Will that money last? Main question for everybody retiring is how much can I spend and will the money last? Then you want to look at investment options. You know, can you have some foundational money that doesn't go away in those bad years? And do you have some steady income money that's paying money on ideally monthly, if at least not quarterly basis? It's not tied to the stock market. And then lastly, have that market money. That's the go for it, the stuff that Helen likes to talk about. Then also taxes. What about taxes? You can have great returns, but if tax rates go up by 10% and you lose 10% of everything, that's not very good either, right? So how do you get more money being tax-free, tax-advantaged? What are the healthcare decisions along the way? How are you going to pay for all those things? And then lastly, who's going to get your stuff when you guys are gone? And those are the things that you need to be answered. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. This blueprint does just that. It tells you how much you can spend, how the money's going to last, what course you're on. And then along the way, we're going to tell you, hey, there's some issues. We were charging for this. We're waiving that planning fee for any radio listeners today. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call. We'll do the planning. We'll first have a meeting, just find out what you're worried about. Have a second meeting, show you the plan that you have, even though you don't know you have a plan. You already have one. We'll tell you which course you're headed. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you want to fix. Then it's up to you if you want to hire us or work do that on your own. So again, no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to give yourself a great new present for the new year, right? So and something better than Santa would probably even bring. Why don't you give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And we still have lots more to cover today. So stick around.
Join us for an honest talk about what can financially happen when you or your parents pass away. At this important talk, we'll discuss information you need to know about your parents before you have to settle their affairs, what your spouse needs to know now before you pass away, and what your adult children need to know now before they have to settle your affairs. You can view this virtual webinar by going to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. And feel free to share this link with your loved ones and friends so they can hear this important information too. At Heckman Financial, we are the home of worry-less wealth, arming you with information for the hard times to help you worry less. And for watching this webinar, you'll also receive a complimentary gift. Just go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner and he's a chartered financial consultant. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. You know, Eric, as with any other type of financial planning, when it comes to health coverage, you just can't set it and forget it, right? It's just not a good idea. And since we're in the middle of our Medicare annual election period now through December 7th, I thought it would be good to get into this. Why might we need to make any changes in our coverage?
Well, yeah. So open enrollments from October 15th to December 7th. And Really, what this is time for is, you know, maybe the service for the company you have just sucks and right, and they're frustrating you. Maybe they're no longer covering some of your prescriptions, or maybe your doctor changed, insurers, and you really want to stay with that doctor. Well, there's lots of things that you want to look at. And unfortunately, a lot of people just kind of blow by this period and don't even bother looking. And there's that little reptile that always talks about how many minutes in you might be able to save some money. We won't mention his name, right? If you spend a few minutes on Medicare, you also might be able to save a lot of money. And especially if you're married, that's not just your premium, it's your premium times two, right? So there's a couple things that, you know, you could be looking at is not only, you know, the premium, but the coverage and the list of doctors and, the plans are all the same. The plans are all dictated by the government. So that makes things a little bit easier to kind of shop and compare. So now it's just a matter of, and then, you know, are you on the right plan for what you need?
So I want to talk about just the basics right now, because they really are, you know, there are ABCs to Medicare.
Yeah, they love to have their little letters and numbers and, you know, initials, right, in the government. So lots of times people are like, well, what happened to Part A? Because you pay for Part B, but you don't pay for Part A. Well, Part A is like the hospital stuff. So anything that happens in a hospital that's supposed to go under Part A, you don't pay a premium, but there's deductibles. Part B is for doctor stuff, labs, tests, which a lot of that stuff could be in a hospital, but, you know, billed from the doctor, right? Okay. And so those ones do have a premium, and those premiums also go up depending on your income. So those premiums could be doubled, tripled, or quadrupled based on your income. So that's one of those sneaky taxes that people don't talk about, because it's not technically a tax, but it is based on your income. So I call that a tax. Mm-hmm. Part C, which sometimes people go like, well, I hear about paying for Part B and D, but where's C? And so C is the Medicare Advantage, which is basically one of these things where, you know, you have a private plan that's paying for a lot of this cost and running it for you. So kind of more the HMO style thing. And then Part D is the one that came out, you know, several years back, and that's the prescription drug plan. And so that's one. So typically you're going to have B and D is what you're going to be paying for. You get A just no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then C is whether or not you want that type of plan or you want your own type of supplement.
See, that's a lot to understand. So tell us how your office helps clients plan for health care and retirement. And then I guess this is a two-part question. Do you have people in your office that handle Medicare?
Yeah, well, we actually do now. And something we've been kind of quiet about, but we're doing a lot more Medicare now. And, you know, really, we realize that a lot of people really need some help with that. And there was a lot of need for people really kind of getting a more of an analysis and data-driven one. You're totally right about the mail and being bombarded with mm-hmm. this junk. I mean, geez, anybody who's turned 64 and a half knows you just get this avalanche of paperwork and ads, and everybody says, pick me, pick me, pick me. I'm better than them. And the funny part is, I mean, if you're picking, you know, Plan F or Plan J or, you know, whatever letter you're picking, they're all the same exact coverage from all these different companies. So again, it only goes down to doctor lists and service and price. Mm-hmm. And so lots of times the one who may be the best price may not be the best price after a couple of years, because, you know, they want to get you in, and then maybe they'll start, you know, yanking up the rates and hoping you don't notice. And so that's why you always want to do some sort of analysis when you're talking about Medicare. And one of the things we have some really nice software that goes out and hunts down all the benefits and all the stuff for all the different, you know, carriers in our area. And it's all done by, you know, areas and zip codes and so forth. And then, of course, you also want to look at your own personal preference stuff, like, you know, mainly doctor lists, right? And so you want to see, okay, well, if this doctor's on that, then which is the best companies for me? And if you don't care about which doctor, okay, which is the best plan for me and best cost? And then lastly, you know, is that plan a good plan? Because maybe you've been paying for a lot of stuff out of pocket, and you just didn't realize that if had you flipped to this one other plan, you could have saved a lot more. Like Plan G is typically a lot better savings than Plan F. And depending on how much you use it, You know, you may actually come out way ahead by paying the less premiums, even though you're going to pay a tiny bit more, you know, when you use it. Hmm. So there's a lot of ins and outs and a lot of stuff that, you know, you may not necessarily be paying attention to, and you just kind of renew and, you know, blindly ignore. Well, yeah, that's not so good. So, you know, if you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute call and have us just review that Medicare plan and get the data from you, and we can kind of run some numbers for you. More than happy to do that. You know, again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can leave us a message again at 800-454-1184, or you can set a time to talk directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric is a well-known speaker in this area and a financial advisor right here in the San Jose area, here offering you help with your retirement. So take him up on this. Give him a call. Check him out on the website. There are several ways that you can connect with Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking right now about Medicare. We're in open enrollment now through December 7th. And Eric, you know, we're talking about the things that Medicare covers, but let's get into the services that Medicare does not cover. Some of these things are surprising.
Yeah, I mean, we get spoiled for most of us when we have a group medical insurance at work, and, you know, we've had all this coverage for, you know, pretty much all of our working lives. And then all of a sudden you go to retire and you go, hold on, you mean vision's not covered? And, you know, hearing aids, what? Hearing aids? What? Sorry, just kidding. Bad joke.
Bad joke.
Those aren't covered. But the one that's probably the worst is dental work.
Yeah.
And there's not dental insurance. You know, as there's not a part, you know, whatever, you know, part
something.
Dentist.
Yeah.
You know, that's not one of the parts. And so that can be a huge cost. I mean, I've literally had clients spend $20,000 to $30,000 a year in dental work. And was that in their plan? Yeah, no.
Doubt it.
not quite.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the worst one that some people do know and some people don't always know is kind of the rule of thumb. They used to actually have they call it tabling off. They used to literally have these tables. I assume they're all online now. But these tables would say, okay, if you had this ailment and you went to a, you know, recovery place like a nursing home, you've got, after so many days, you should be so much percentage better. And if you stop getting better, that's when they say you've tabled off. And then that means it's no longer a medical improvement type of situation. Now it's a long-term care issue, and it's no longer covered by Medicare. And so that's one of the things that gets confusing, because the most Medicare would ever, ever pay for would be 100 days of nursing home care. But it's pretty rare that they ever get that high, because typically you're not going to be recovering enough, and then they'll say, oh, you're not on this list anymore. You're not doing, you know, improving enough. Boom, you're off of our, you know, off our bill, and you're on your own now. Mm. Good luck. So all that you need to have in a plan, and that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we can do for you. Right now, we're waiving the fees during these COVID times. So instead of charging $1,500 to $2,000, we're going to go through this planning process, no cost. We'll show you what path you're on. We'll have a series of two meetings that will go over all this. And then at the end of that second meeting, it's up to you if you want to work with us to help you implement it, or if you want to do it on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a quick call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stay tuned for more Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. You know, when you're getting close to 65, you might start feeling pretty popular with all that mail you're getting about Medicare. And then, of course, signing up for Medicare for the first time is a big step to take. Even if you're signed up, you need to kind of double check everything. You can't put it on cruise control. And that's what we're talking about today with Eric. We're in the middle of the election period, open enrollment up through December 7th. And every year, it's a good idea to revisit what you need to do and change. Can you remind us why we need to make changes in any Medicare coverage during open enrollment, Eric?
Well, yeah, there's several. I mean, one could be changes in your health condition. If you've got maybe some more ailments and you had a plan that had bigger deductibles and didn't cover as much, well, if you're going to be using it a lot more, might be time to get one that has a little higher coverage and you have less out-of-pocket premiums, right? I mean, your premiums might be a little higher, but your out-of-pocket costs might be lower that way. The other one would be, maybe you started taking some more prescriptions and they're not very well covered under your current plan. So one thing that our software can do is actually not only look at, how you're using your insurance and what types of things and what plan you have, but also it can put in there what prescriptions are there and then tell you which companies would cover it at a better rate. So there's all these goofy lists that insurance companies have. And if it's on this list or this list, it's either this much or that much. I mean, I remember one time my wife was getting a prescription filled and they said, well, this one's $100. But if you wanted to do the one that you take a pill twice a day, it's $10. Take it twice a day. Cause I don't know why it's worth $90 to save the hassle of one pill a day.
Good grief.
But that's how the goofiness of the medical system is. Right. So, and then of course, if your doctor changed plans or was saying that they're not going to be under this one or that much, then that might be another one. Then the other big one might be just checking your premiums. Right. I mean, how do you know if you get the best premium unless you've checked other companies? Mm-hmm. And again, if you're going to stay with the same plan and all the plans are the same between the different various companies, well, then are you on the cheaper plan or the more expensive plan? And if you're on the more expensive plan, why?
Right, yeah. Right?
And so are you paying for something or getting some benefit for the extra money you're paying? If not, then that's definitely time to change. So, yeah, so there's a lot more than people really think mm-hmm. about Medicare that they should be really going over. So, again, that's one of the things that we can do is help people. We can set up a 15-minute, 30-minute phone call, get kind of the basic info. And then, from there, basically, we can kind of give you the rates and the numbers for various companies. And then if you want us to help you with it, we can. If not, then, that's no problem either. So, again, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, all they have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And we're talking right now about Medicare because we're in open enrollment right now until December 7th. Now, there is a misconception that once you sign up for Medicare, everything's covered. We know that's not the case. You've told us otherwise. And you mentioned this earlier about the Medicare Advantage plan. And then there's something called the Medicare Supplement Insurance, or I think that's Medigap. So could you compare the two for us?
Yes. So really the two are, HMO versus PPO kind of is the way to think about it when you had normal coverage from work. Mm-hmm. And so if you do the Medicare Advantage plans, that's the Part C, that's when basically around here would be Kaiser would be a big name or in that area. They basically take over everything. Medicare no longer does anything. And that company is the one who's kind of running your whole health care. And for that, they get paid, so much, every month. And then it's kind of all on them. And so they're the ones who are going to limit you and make you be in their little system. And you have to kind of be in their bubble is the new big thing is, right? And everybody talk about bubbles. and so, you stay in that healthcare bubble of theirs. And so sometimes those can be pretty good, especially if you're into those types of systems. Some people love them and some people hate them. You know, my mom used to always kind of liken it to, going to the DMV for medical coverage. You know, just depends if you like it. Some people just, like I said, really love those. If you're the type of person who wants to have your own doctor and your own ability to go to a specialist and go to other things, then that's when you talk about Medicare supplements, or what they used to always be called as Medigap. And these are ones where they fill in all these little holes. I mean, Medicare is so goofy. It says how many pints of blood you can get that they'll cover, and then you're not covered. And I mean, they go very nitty gritty down to very weird details. And so these Medigap coverages then say, okay, we'll pay for those costs if you end up hitting those. And so, yeah, you pretty much, nobody wants to have, unless you have no money at all. If you've got any money at all, you really want to make sure you have at least the Medicare Advantage or Medicare, you know, supplement plan. So that way you're really truly covered, you know, fully. Otherwise, you're going to get some nasty surprises in the mail anytime you go get any sort of medical procedure.
Eric, you mentioned that one of the major costs in retirement is nursing home care, and it's not going to be covered by Medicare. So what are some options for those costs?
Yeah, well, there used to be normal long-term care insurance, and there's still a couple companies out there who do it, but oh my gosh, the cost is so outrageous. It's awful. And then they go back and they do huge rate increases. I mean, I literally had a client get 100% rate increase. And this is a policy she bought in her 90s, in the 90s, I should say. Now she's in her 70s, and it's like, yikes, you know, we can't keep paying for these huge increases and keep this coverage. But, it's one of those things where you haven't used it yet, so you'd like to get some benefit out of it if it ever comes up. So, you know, we had to make a lot of changes and cut back a lot of benefits to keep the premium in check. But, you know, we'll see how that goes going forward. So, really, the better options are, there's some that are tied with life insurance that can be really, really good. But you got to watch out. There's a lot of people pushing life insurance and then saying, oh, here, take all this money out and turn it into this tax-free income source. Well, guess what? When you take all that money out, you're dropping down your death benefit. And your death benefit's what's driving that long-term care benefit. You may think that you have this great income tool, but that gives you also long-term care benefits. But if you take a lot of income, you may have no long-term care benefits left. And so again, it goes back to, you know, what makes more sense for you in your situation. Yeah, that's one of those things that really you do want to have that plan for ahead of time. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. You know, I mean, if you've got $4, 5, 6 million in assets, hey, yeah, you're probably fine. But, you know, if you've got $500, $1 million in assets, and then you end up spending $300,000 or $400,000 on an ill spouse, and then the other one may live for 20 years, 30 years after that, you know, that's going to be really tough. So again, goes back to having a plan. So if somebody would like to set up a time to talk and go over that blueprint to worry less wealth, we can go over that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
Join us for an honest talk about what can financially happen when you or your parents pass away. At this important talk, we'll discuss information you need to know about your parents before you have to settle their affairs, what your spouse needs to know now before you pass away, and what your adult children need to know now before they have to settle your affairs. You can view this virtual webinar by going to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. And feel free to share this link with your loved ones and friends so they can hear this important information too. At Heckman Financial, we are the home of worry less wealth, arming you with information for the hard times to help you worry less. And for watching this webinar, you'll also receive a complimentary gift. Just go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, I actually remember, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at, what, point something?
Yeah, if even.
But
yeah, I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
For a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store. And perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had we like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University. And mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from one side of the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for rowing team, and they would throw parties, and we would I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
We had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that, but we were just hosting the party, though they were running it. But it was actually a good way to make a little bit extra money.
Heck
and have a party. So that was kind of like what we were doing then. And obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby. I remember, that was kind of a tough one to dance to, but I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up, and then they cool down. And and so that's why, anytime you're in some sort of recession like we're in right now, you have to figure out, okay, what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously this year has been a little bit probably more bizarre than most, recessions, just because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously high tech has been a little bit more focused and such. And, but the other thing is, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. A lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, those were big. And the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because you have to make sure you have a plan. You have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you've done this for 28 years now. You know that we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, just That word you just used, plan. Right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And, you know, all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known. But we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, you know, if you've got a plan, you know, you've built up some money that's accessible. You've built up some money that's tax deferred. You've built up some money that's ideally tax free. You know, if you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, you know, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, you know, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, you know, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, you know, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. And so, you know, what you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, you know, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes. And Roth conversions before the end of this year is a critical thing to be looking at. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one. If you get laid off or end up in, you know, some sort of recessionary time, you know, what are your options there? And then lastly, you know, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, you know, we can do it. But let's just at least talk, and, you know, we can do it on the phone or in the Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing, high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation, and this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, one of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12th, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, you know, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You know, you can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tools that were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about, should you be using an after-tax 401k? They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. You know, they're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So, you know, they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. You know, pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of, you know, 5, 6, 7% and not have as much risk. Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, you know, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get close to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3 to 6% on average. And, you know, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So again, that's why working with somebody like us can, you know, really change that. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and this is something that you can get. Just head to his website and request that, or even give them a call. And of course, the number is 800-454-1184. So on our show, Eric, you often tell us challenges or risks that do exist in retirement. Always great information that we can gain knowledge from, stuff that we all need to know as we prepare for retirement. So, Eric, give us an example of another someone who's experienced a financial obstacle in retirement.
Yeah, well, this isn't as much in retirement as kind of, I guess, planning to retirement. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know, there's a lot of people like to do taxes on their own and they, you know, or they'll do investing on their own, which, you know, which is fine. You know, I do a lot of home improvement on my own, and often it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. And so, you know, just like anything, right? If you've done it more, you're easier able to do it. And if you got more tools or the right tool, lots of times it can take you 10 minutes. If you have the wrong tool, it can take you 4 hours. And same thing with taxes. And, you know, I was recently meeting with somebody who's a radio listener, and, you know, he had two IRAs, and I happened to notice he's had contributions on both his IRAs. And he was doing $500 a month to both IRAs, which is normally okay. But the problem is the maximum for a year is $7,000. And so now all of a sudden he's, you know, on track to put to over contribute and break the law basically of by $5,000. So, you know, we got to take that money back out. He may owe an excise tax penalty for overfunding. You know, but I've also seen some other people where they've done other things, like they've got company stock in a 401k, and they've been told by somebody, or they just did it on their own and they just rolled that money over. Well, there's this really cool strategy called net unrealized appreciation, where you can take that stock out and only pay tax on the cost basis, not how much it's worth now. And if you've been in that company for 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, that could be a huge amount of money. I mean, I've literally had one client where it was $70,000 was how much we were saving them on taxes by using this little trick. And and so again, it's one of these things where, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so how do you not know what you don't know? Well, you got to talk to somebody, right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know, so sometimes you may not want to do it, or you may think, hey, I'm doing fine on my own. And then little did you know, you just cost yourself a lot of money or lost a lot of, you know, really great tax benefits that could have been there for you. So what's the solution to that? Really, well, it's having a plan, having somebody who's professional, who does this all day long, And what we can do is set up an introductory call just to find out, you know, if this, you know, fits for you, if you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. Again, there's no cost or obligation. So if you want to set up a time to talk to us, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.